Good evening, folks. We've a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. We hope you'll make this a weekly visit. Bring the family. Bring your friends. A gay, pleasant evening for all. We hope you have a wonderful time.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. On everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This week's show is brought to you by the number 17. And in other segments, we're going to polish our shoes, celebrate the birthdays of Will Halley and Seymour Simons, and hear from another Halley. The Critics' Choice Association is a group of broadcast, radio, and online critics and entertainment journalists who review films, documentaries, and scripted and unscripted television, and is the largest critics' organization in the U.S. and Canada. This year's Critics' Choice Awards event is being held at the Barker Hangar at the Santa Monica Airport here in Southern California. My friend and fellow vintage music collector Matthias Bombal is a member of the Critics' Choice Association, and is attending tonight's festivities, having submitted his final ballot earlier this week. As he was packing and preparing to travel from his home in Sacramento, Matthias was bemoaning the lack of professional shoeshine stands, and having to polish his own shoes. From what I could see on his Facebook post, though, he did a fine job, and of course that gave me the idea for a shoeshine segment. Here's Jelly Roll Morton.
Thank you.
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with A Shine on Your Shoes, introducing Louisiana Hayride. Both tunes with music by Arthur Schwartz and lyrics by Howard Dietz, and both from the two-act review Flying Colors, which opened at the Imperial Theater on September 15, 1932, and ran for 188 performances, ending on January 25, 1933. The vocal was by the Connoisseurs Quartet, Ray Johnson, Dwight Snyder, Marshall Smith, and Del Porter, with both takes from November 9, 1932, issued on Columbia 2722-D. That was Kahn's final commercial recording session. Before A Shine on Your Shoes was Count Basie on piano with Shoeshine Boy, from the musical review Connie's Hot Chocolates of 1936, with words by Sammy Kahn and music by Saul Chaplin. That was recorded October 9, 1936, but because Count Basie was under contract to Decca at the time, Vocalion 3441 credits the group as Jones Smith Incorporated, Jones being drummer Joe Jones and Carl Smith, trumpeter. We started that Shoeshine set with the Shoeshiners Drag, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, with his composition, recorded in Liederkranz Hall on June 11, 1926. Victor 21658 was also released in the UK, France, Italy, Switzerland, and Australia. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This very day, January 14th, marks the birth in 1896 in Detroit, Michigan, of pianist, composer, orchestra leader, and radio producer Seymour Brodie Simons. He graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in mechanical engineering and was working as a research engineer at the Packard Motor Car Company before enlisting to serve in World War I. After the war, Simons returned to Detroit, where he worked as a pianist and songwriter, providing material for Nora Bays, with whom he wrote his first song in 1919, Just Like a Gypsy. In the early 1920s, Simon led his own orchestra, but although they toured the country, it doesn't appear they made any recordings. He worked in radio production and booking from 1928 to 1932, and the Seymour Simons Orchestra was heard regularly on NBC radio throughout the 1930s. Simons died February 12, 1949 in Detroit. With collaborators including Richard A. Whiting, Avon Gillespie, and Gus Kahn, Simons wrote Hello, Baby, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, and Just Can't Be Bothered with Me. He wrote his biggest hit, All of Me, with Gerald Marx. Here are three from Seymour Simons.
Gee, it's tough to be in love when the one you're thinking of never has a single thought about you. I just fell in love alone, even though I should have known she could never care. But what can I do? I just go along, right or wrong, thinking of her constantly. But the one I love just can't be bothered with me. Try to stay away, and I say, I'll find other company. 'Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I wind up hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throwdown, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered with me. Thank you. I just go along, right or wrong, thinking of her constantly. But the one I love just can't be bothered with me. Try to stay away, and I say, I'll find other company. 'Cause the one I love just can't be bothered with me. I keep making my mind up, but I wind up hanging round her old front door. When I get a real throw down, I feel low down, but I keep coming back for more. Maybe I could get some I've met, but there's no one I can see. Just the one who says she can't be bothered. She won't be bothered. She can't be bothered with me.
Thank you.
the summer sky and smile as if they knew they should grow that way to make a big bouquet for you. Mother Nature whispered to a gentle summer breeze, come along and put the pretty blossoms on the trees, and they grow that way to make a big bouquet for you. Then the silver raindrops came and found them, and the rainbow made a ribbon around them. All the world is just a garden blooming at your feet. Let me add this heart of mine to make it all complete. Love has come today to make a big bouquet for you.
There's a big bouquet for you, played by pianist Johnny Johnson and his orchestra. They tried it three times on July 21, 1930, with the orchestra listed in the Victor Ledgers as Johnny Johnson and his Post Lodge Orchestra. Those takes were all destroyed. The group came back August 19th with the same personnel, except banjo instead of guitar, and finally got it right on take 6, issued on Victor 22516. The Gus Kahn lyrics were sung by Fred Kintz, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Post Lodge in Post Lodge Orchestra refers to the Post Lodge Inn on Boston Post Road in Mamaroneck, New York, about 29 miles north-northeast of New York City. The Boston Post Road was a system of mail delivery routes between New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, first laid out in 1673. Over the next 300 years, it evolved into one of the first major highways in the United States. Before A Big Bouquet for You was the blues foxtrot, Salt Your Sugar, by the Jazzo Harmonists, led by Louis Katzman. Edison 51247-L was recorded in 1923. We started off with the crooning composer Sammy Fain singing the Gus Kahn lyrics to Seymour Simon's tune, The One I Love Just Can't Be Bothered With Me. Harmony 1114-H was recorded March 30th, 1930. Now that we've got your attention, this is KISL Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial and streaming online at KISLAvalon.com, a public service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation. I had it in my database that tenor William Joseph Halley, H-A-L-L-E-Y, was born January 13, 1893, and so I included a birthday segment for him on tonight's show. Turns out, not only was he not born January 13th, but William Joseph Halley wasn't William Joseph Halley. But since I had chosen segment topics and music based on my erroneous information, he's getting his birthday segment a few days early. William Joseph Halley was born William Joseph Hanley on January 17, 1893, in Hoboken, New Jersey. He graduated from St. Peter's Prep and enrolled in Holy Cross College, where, possessing a fine singing voice and natural talent, he landed a contract with Victor and planned on a singing career. His first recording was at Uncle Tom's Cabin Door on March 3, 1913, and over the next couple of years he made at least 27 sides for Victor and Columbia under the name William J. Halley, and later Will Halley. He sang upbeat material, usually comic songs, such as All He Does Is Follow Them Around, and He'd Have to Get Under, Get Out and Get Under. But he soon decided on a career in law, and following his graduation from Holy Cross, enrolled in New York Law School, using his voice to help pay for tuition. He won a seat in the New Jersey Assembly in 1918, but resigned a year later to serve in the Marine Corps. Following his military service, he became a Hoboken District Court judge, and in 1933 an attorney to the Hoboken School Board, while also maintaining a private practice as a defense attorney. William J. Hanley died November 14, 1961, and is buried in Holy Cross Cemetery in North Arlington, New Jersey. With thanks to Tim Graychick for the biographical information, here are three from William J. Hanley.
He liked to dance in each cafe. He liked the ladies, so they say. That's why he danced in each cafe. His father's got an awful lot that makes it soft for little John. When he said, go to work, my son, Johnny said, I'm having too much fun. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. I like to be round with the girls. And when it's 5 o'clock and tea is set, I like to have my tea with a suffragette. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. And in the good old summertime, when I'm in swimming, bring on the women. They make the swimming so fine. When I'm in London, Paris, or old Vienna, or any other town, I get so lonesome, lonesome, without a hearing the rustle of a gown. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. I love the small ones, tall ones. God bless them, the world can't swirl around without a beautiful girl. Have some fun, young Mr. Dunn went off to college once again, a college where there's girls and men. He thought he'd learn a lot, and then a sweet co-ed soon turned his head. He burned his study books, they say, threw up his cap and yelled, hooray, and they heard him 20 miles away. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. I like to be round with the girls. And when it's 5 o'clock and tea is set, I like to have my tea with a suffragette. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. And in the good old summertime, when I'm in swimming, bring on the women, because they make the swimming so fine. When I'm in London, Paris, or old Vienna, or any other town, I get so lonesome, lonesome, without a hearing the rustle of a gown. I love the ladies, I love the ladies. I love the small ones, tall ones. God bless them, the world can't swirl around without a beautiful girl.
Johnson leads a band, he's some more leader man. Down in Savannah, I said Savannah, he really can't be beat. Plays ragtime music sweet, down in Savannah, GA. When they parade each holiday, you'll hear the people say, here they come, just listen to that drum. Boy, ain't he beating some, he's going rump, 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 rump. Lip him to that doggone flute, rootla tootla tootla toot. Say, hon, ain't that trombone moaning, hear it droning. Listen to that old cornet, played by the leader man. He's got a worldwide reputation for playing syncopation. Old Rufus Johnson comedy band. When he comes down the street, the people shake their feet. They all keep swaying while Roof is playing. Old Roof can't read a note, but he will get your goat when he plays Emancipation Day. The horse and mules, they act like fools. You almost hear them say, here they come, just listen to that drum. Boy, ain't he beating some. He's going rump, 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 rump. Listen to that doggone flute, rootle-a-tootle-a, tootle-a-toot. Say, hon, ain't that trombone moaning, hear it rolling. Listen to that old cornet, played by the leader man. He's got a worldwide reputation for playing syncopation. Old Rufus Johnson's harmony band. Played by the leader man. He's got a worldwide reputation for playing syncopation. Old Rufus Johnson's harmony band.
They told a tale that's told most every day. I saw a man and a woman proudly marching down the aisle. I wondered why he wore a happy smile. I saw him bravely stand, and then I saw him bow his head, and then I heard the ceremony read. Do you take this woman for your lawful wife? I do, I do. Swear to cherish her for all your life. I do, I do. Do you swear to love, to honor and obey? Do you know you're swearing your young life away? And the poor old fool could only smile and say, I do, I do. That parson was a married man, he had some sympathy. He said, my boy, just take a look at me. Just 50 years ago today, for me those bells did chime, and every year was just like doing time. I'll give you one more chance to save your life, he softly said, and then once more I heard the service read. Do you take this woman for your lawful wife? I do, I do. Do you swear to cherish her for all your life? I do, I do. Do you know this means to bed at 10 o'clock and you'll have to hide your money in your sock? Do you know it's just like jumping off the dock? I do, I do. Do you take this woman for your lawful wife? I do, I do. Do you swear to cherish her for all your life? I do, I do. Do you swear to love, to honor and obey? Do you know you're swearing your young life away? And the poor old fool could only smile and say, I do, I do.
William Halley, January 27th, 1914, with Do You Take This Woman for Your Lawful Wife? Written by Harry Von Tilzer on Columbia 1497. Before that, Will Halley singing about the guy who's got a worldwide reputation for playing syncopation, old Rufus Johnson and his harmony band. Shelton Brooks and Maurice Abrams wrote Ruf Johnson's harmony band, with Ted Levy conducting the band on Victor 17728-B, recorded December 4th, 1914. We started a little tribute to William Halley with I Love the Ladies, composed by Gene Schwartz, with the lyrics by Grant Clark. They gave up after three takes on March 3, 1914, but came back a few weeks later on May 18th and got it right on take 5, issued on the A side of Victor 17560. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available on demand, anytime at all online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. This next segment is all about 17, and I'll tell you why on the back announce. Here's Jan Garber.
When you're 17 and you're in love with some 17-year-old angel from above, how she cuddles or so close as you sail away in your good old 1929 Model A. When you're 17, you're in a trance, and the cut of your first tuxedo spells romance. There'll be nothing half as sweet in your life as the memory of when you're 17 and you're in love.
That's how she loves yours truly.
Each time she loves
telegraph a message I love to hear. Each time her eyes are turned to the sky, the dark clouds disappear.
Oh boy,
she makes
sweet,
life content 100%.
No in between or maybe.
I'd rather keen for sweet 17,
sweet 17, my baby.
We started that 17 set with the idol of the Airlanes, Jan Garber and his orchestra with 17, written by Frank Lesser and sung there by Fritz Heilbronn. Vocalion 5114 was recorded September 5th, 1939. That was followed by Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, as you know, a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, with Sweet 17, subtitled That's What I Call My Baby, composed by Walter Donaldson with the lyrics by Edgar Leslie. Smith Ballou was the vocalist on Columbia 1791-D from March 27, 1929. We finished up with When You and I Were 17, composed by Charles Rossoff. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Gus Kahn. That was Nathan Glentz and his orchestra on a Clover 78, number 1520-B. Clover Records were a product of the Nutmeg Record Corporation, with offices on Fifth Avenue in New York, using material from Grey Gull and Emerson Recording Laboratories. So, why that 17 segment? Well, because the label of Clover 1520 credits not Nathan Glantz, but Halley and his orchestra, but has no connection whatsoever to William J. Halley or the subject of our next segment. Well, we just had a birthday segment for William J. Halley, but vocalist William J. or Will Halley is not to be confused with composer Bill Halley, who was born in 1882 as William Henry Haney. We'll just play one or two of his tunes here, because he'll be getting his own birthday segment in July. Here's Montana Slim.
Where are you, old moon of Kentucky? There's somebody lonesome and blue. There's nothing, it seems, but memories and dreams waiting to whisper to you. Day is done, and here am I, all alone, and you know why. Roll along, Kentucky moon. Shed a ray, a silvery light, on the one I love tonight. Roll along, Kentucky moon. You were watching on high as we whispered goodbye. What a love dream that ended so soon. But wherever you may be, go bring her back to me. Roll along, Kentucky moon. At dawning's fond hopes come to cheer me, but twilight brings sorrows anew, and night finds me here, the world sad and drear, sending this message to you. Day is done, and here am I, all alone, and you know why. Roll along, Kentucky moon. Shed a ray, a silvery light, on the one I love tonight. Roll along, Kentucky moon. Watching on high as we whispered goodbye. What a love dream that ended so soon. But wherever you may be, go bring her back to me. Roll along, Kentucky moon.
In all my dreams I am roaming once more, back to my home on the old river shore. I am sad and weary, far away from home. Miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Days are dark and dreary everywhere I roam. Miss the Mississippi and you. Rolling the wide world over, always alone. heaven's dome. Miss the Mississippi and you. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay, de-o-de-o. Happy days of yore, miss the Mississippi and you. Mockingbirds are singing round the cabin door, miss the Mississippi and you. Rolling the wide world always alone and blue, so blue. Longing for my homeland, muddy water shore. Miss the Mississippi and you. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay, de-o-de-o, oh-de-lay, Mississippi.
The Singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers with Miss the Mississippi and You, written by Bill Halley. Slim Bryant accompanied Jimmy on guitar on Victor 23736, made August 29, 1932. It was also dubbed onto Bluebird B-5081 on June 6, 1933. Before that, Wilf Carter, recording as Montana Slim, the yodeling cowboy, with Bill Halley's Roll Along Kentucky Moon. Bluebird B-8149 was recorded May 3, 1939. Montana Slim was accompanied by Carl DeVries on guitar and electric guitar. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.